December 2nd, 2018. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, today I transcend time and space and enter the realm of my creation to address my remnant faithful. I call upon my remnant to be united in the truths of the tradition of faith. Do not be persuaded, any of you, into compromise. Do not oppose one another on matters of no account. Remember, Satan fosters controversy. It is this remnant I am counting on to carry the tradition of faith forward into future generations and through future trials. To do so, you must in your hearts be united. The remnant faithful are everywhere and yet nowhere, for they are not established in one geographical area, nor do they occupy one parish. My remnant are scattered throughout the world until my Son returns. I will share his victory with you when all will be one with me." A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 13 through 15. "But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God chose you from the beginning to be saved, through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. To this he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm, and hold to the traditions which you were taught by us, either by word of mouth or by letter." Another note is given to read Ephesians chapter 4, 11 through 16. "And his gifts were that some should be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children tossed back and forth and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the cunning of men, by their craftiness in deceitful wiles. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by every joint with which it is supplied, when each part is working properly, makes bodily growth and upbuilds itself in love." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.